Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. If you are new to the show, I've been running some Facebook ads to get some new people on board. If you're one of those folks, welcome. Please hit follow on your podcast app of choice. We begin with Late Night. They're off this week, but I planned ahead and saved some jokes from late last week. Seth Meyers scolded Fox News for promoting the use of ivermectin. Maybe I said that right. An anti-parasitic drug commonly given to livestock as a cure for COVID, Seth said. Normally, when you hear the phrase horse pills, you think it's a euphemism, but in this case, it's literal horse pills. Anytime someone tries to sell you a miracle drug that they don't want you to know about, you should be suspicious. I gotta say, when I first heard that Fox News was pushing ivermectin, I knew it was going to be bad, but I was not expecting it to be a horse dewormer. It sounds like the name of a drug that gives super soldiers in a Paul Verhoeven movie to turn them into RoboCop. You know, someone at the company that made ivermectin once said, hey, should we put not for people on the horse pill labels? And someone else said, there's a picture of a horse on the bottle. It's fine. Seth kept going. First, it was hydroxychloroquine. Then it was bleach, powerful lights. And now it's horse dewormer. I'm honestly terrified to imagine what's next. One day we're going to wake up and Brian Kilmeade's going to be telling people you can cure COVID by eating kibble and sleeping in a bed of kitty litter. Works for me. That's why I blink as often as a sphinx. You know who the real victims are here? The horses who can't get their worm pills. Over the weekend, did you see this thing with James Corden blocking traffic? Don't block traffic. If this had happened to me, I would have lost my mind. From the AV Club, and they write, look, we like fun as much as the next people who like a highly regulated amount of fun confined to its properly permitted enjoyment vectors. But there's fun, and then there's James Corden thrusting his mouse-suited crotch at you in the middle of traffic while a Jennifer Lopez song plays, and one of those things needs to be stopped. There was a video circulating online over the weekend, presumably of a bit filmed for an upcoming episode of Corden's talk show. For one of the show's Crosswalk the Musical segments, the recurring feature in which various famous people goof around in a public thoroughfare to the delight or whatever of people just waiting for the light to turn green so they can get to their far less glamorous jobs. The clips I saw were people absolutely losing their mind at this. Like I said, if you block traffic, I don't care what you're blocking traffic for, I would lose my mind. Speaking of Late Night, about a week ago, a guy named Niall Horan subbed in for Jimmy Kimmel, and my mom was raving about Niall Horan. I think it's because he's Irish. Honestly, I think it's because he was Irish. But Horan got some good reviews on Twitter. One wrote, Niall is as fun as James Corden. Another said, Niall needs to replace James Corden. I'll remind you, he was hosting Kimmel, not Corden's show. Niall Horan and James Corden are actually friends in real life. Mom continued to go on. Mom does not like Stephen Colbert. She made that clear. She has no idea what his name is, but I figured it out. Not a Colbert fan. Apparently, Mom watches Jimmy Kimmel's show anyway. Did you see Dave Chappelle was at the Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley fight? This from TMZ Sports. Before the fight, Dave Chappelle led an Ohio State Classic Ohio chant. After all, the fight was in Cleveland. Next, he took his focus to the fighters, giving out hilarious advice, says TMZ Sports. Dave Chappelle said, Jake, grab his cheeks, which is a reference to Jake Paul recently complimenting Tyron's big booty and saying he wanted to squeeze his behind. Dave Chappelle was then shouting for Woodley to let his hands go and throw some punches, saying, from Ferguson, Missouri, let them hands go. This is for the culture. This is for the culture. Spoilers, Jake Paul won in a split decision win. Jon Stewart is back, baby. The Problem with Jon Stewart will debut in late September, and we'll have a new episode every 2 weeks, along with a companion podcast. You may recall Jon Stewart as the former host of The Daily Show. The Problem with Jon Stewart on Apple TV Plus premieres September 30th. The Problem will tackle a single subject that's, quote, part of the national conversation, unquote, in each episode. Per Apple, Stewart will be in discussion with the people who were impacted by the issue, as well as those who have a hand in creating the impact. Together, they will discuss tangible steps that can lead to a solutionary path forward. Is solutionary even a word? Because I stumbled on it 4 times and made an edit there. The Companion Series podcast will extend the conversation from each episode, featuring staff members from across the show who will bring us interviews with activists in the space, the facts on the issue. And thank God they wrote this phrase, because I was starting to wonder. They ended it with, and yes, lots of jokes. I mean, this show sounds serious. I'm glad to hear there's actually jokes in it. Wow. Geo.tv tells us Chris D'Elia has returned to the stand-up comedy scene after facing sexual assault allegations. He made a surprise appearance at Hollywood's Laugh Factory and joked about getting canceled after being slapped with hashtag MeToo claims. The Hollywood Reporter cited a source who said D'Elia made an indirect reference at his sexual misconduct allegations. The source said it was a lot of self-loathing humor. At one point, he made some crude jokes and said he wasn't sure if he crossed a line, but he really couldn't be canceled twice. Eddie Murphy, who was already back, baby, is back again, baby. He's teaming up with sitcom creator Kenya Barris and Jonah Hill to make a new untitled comedy movie for Netflix. In Untitled Comedy Movie for Netflix, we'll see an incisive examination of modern love and family dynamics and how clashing cultures, societal expectations, and generational differences shape and affect relationships. Murphy and Hill apparently find themselves on the opposite sides of a divide. From Salon, Bill Maher has been spending more time on his HBO show Real Time making fun of liberals, and on Friday he justified it by saying, comedy goes where the funny is. The conversation began as a discussion about Fox News late night host Greg Gutfeld. Got his name right for once. Maher said, Fox News has found a good thing. They can make fun of liberals, and they're doing it to great success. I keep saying to the liberals, you know what? If you're doing what sounds like an Onion headline, stop. This is why there's an opening for conservative comedy, because, you know, when you tear down statues of Abraham Lincoln in the Land of Lincoln cancels Lincoln, it's an Onion headline. You know, three-year-olds pick their own gender is an Onion headline. The problem is, conservatives don't know how to do comedy, but if they found someone who did, they could. Because I do it now more here than I used to, because comedy goes where the funny is, and there is funny on the left now, as well as the right. ABC has given a 10-episode order to Unscripted Courtroom Comedy Series starring Judge Steve Harvey. That's the working title. In Unscripted Courtroom Comedy Series, Judge Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey will play a judge. Did you figure that out? Yes. But he'll also play the jury. Yes, in the series, Steve Harvey will take on a variety of conflicts and characters in the courtroom, from small claims to big disputes and everything in between. Harvey plays by his own rules, basing his courtroom on his own life experiences and some good old common sense. I can already tell you, I won't be watching that one. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by All Pro Lines. These are cool guys joking about football, and they are friends of mine. They sent me some copy. The copy says, you like football? You like comedy? Well then, you'll love All Pro Lines. Longtime stand-up comedian Kostaki Economopoulos, who's hilarious, and co-host Aaron Hodges, sneakily hilarious, very dry. Aaron is dry the way I'm dry. I like Aaron. Kostaki and Aaron cover all the water cooler moments from the weekend that was in the NFL. Reactions, debates, jokes, trash talk, and comedian guests. Check out All Pro Lines wherever you get your podcasts. I highly recommend it, especially right at the top. Kostaki riffs a whole bunch of NFL-themed one-liners, and his writing is on point. It is called All Pro Lines wherever you get your podcasts. A couple quick recommendations. HBO Max, The Other Two. This just came back for season two. I don't even remember season one happening. I'm trying to explain it. It's so you got two people. I wanted to say they're in their 20s, but I looked up how old the actress is because she's easy on the eyes and she's apparently in her mid 30s. Anyway, you got two siblings whose careers aren't going so well, but their younger sibling, who's like 12 or 13, becomes like a TikTok star or something, and the older two can't handle it, and the younger ones living the good life. It's got a vibe similar to Party Down, and I've talked about Party Down in the past, another show that I think we all kind of missed out on. Watch Party Down on Hulu. This one is called The Other Two on HBO Max. I saw a lot of great buzz on season two, and I started watching from the beginning. I'm like halfway through season one, and I am loving it, so I recommend to you, four-star Johnny Mac recommendation, The Other Two on HBO Max. And of course, you know about Ted Lasso, my favorite thing of 2020, not my favorite comedy, not my favorite show. My favorite thing of 2020 was Ted Lasso. I'm finally caught up. The wife and I connected on the couch, watched some Ted Lasso. Very intrigued with where we're going. Don't want to spoil it for you, but if you're not watching Ted Lasso, you should watch Ted Lasso. From Newsweek, a video shows a drunken man accosting a comedian during her stand-up set. A TikTok video. Now, how many times do I have to tell you? Nothing good comes from TikTok. Maybe we should get rid of TikTok. Maybe Donald Trump and I agree on one thing in the entire universe. The one thing I agree on with Donald Trump. Maybe we should get rid of TikTok. A TikTok video posted by comedian Jenny Zagrino shows a drunken man accosting her during a stand-up routine. The video of the incident has been viewed 1.9 million times, says the guy sitting in his basement trying to get a couple hundred, maybe a thousand downloads. 1.9 million times on TikTok. Begins with an on-screen text that reads, "That time I almost got attacked at a show." It shows Jenny performing in San Diego on August 26th. Over a microphone, she yells, "Sit back down right now," as a male audience member stands up and slowly walks towards her, and she says, "Don't come anywhere closer." Another audience member says, "Yeah, bro, chill." And a woman yells, "Bro!" Jenny yells, "Seriously, go away. Seriously, go away, dude." At that moment, other comedians begin approaching the stage to throw the man out. She says, "Get the F out of here." Zagrino told Newsweek, when the man entered the venue, he entered from a non-entry door behind her on stage in the middle of her performance. He was, quotes, very drunk, and he handed her a bottle of wine before sitting in the audience. He chose a seat somewhat blocking the camera she had set up to record a routine. She jokingly scolded the man for his interruptions, trying to keep the mood light. Then the man began nudging the male stranger sitting across from him with his hand, as if to get his attention. The other man shrugged, as if not understanding. Jenny asked the drunk man, "What the F is your deal?" Then he came up towards me, not like he was going to attack me, but like aggressively make out with me. After the show, a man told her that the incident was crazy, but added, "At least you got a bottle of wine." And I was like, I almost got attacked. Jenny told Newsweek, "Every female comic has to deal with this crap." She had been called fat and heckled in red states for being a feminist. A man once publicly smacked her rear during a meet and greet event. In yet another follow-up TikTok video, she said the comments on her video of the original incident had been a real wild ride of garbage people. She then added, and some really good people. This gets worse. Many male commenters on TikTok saw the prospect of her getting beat up on stage as, quote, this is horrible. This is not me. I'm just reading a story. As, quote, sweet revenge, unquote, for her not needing men. Jenny said, "These guys are insecure pricks." She then added, "Have you ever looked at my videos? When have I ever said that I don't want a man? I love men. I want men. It's just that I want the men that aren't a bunch of cowards like you." She told Newsweek, "There's just this underbelly of dudes who want to see women get hurt because they feel hurt by women. That's really scary." Male booking agents have expressed surprise that she's actually funny, a throwback to an older mentality that believes women just aren't funny. She said, "I still see clubs featuring one woman on their entire set, and they'll say things like, you know, we try to get women. And it's like, no, you don't. You don't, because there are tons of women in the city, and you don't even try." I got some other stuff, but we're getting long here, and I got to save stuff because after Labor Day, it's going to dry up. So I will save a couple of things. I did want to address the passing of Ed Asner. Ed passed away over the weekend. Now, coincidentally, the Hollywood Reporter had recently spoken to Ed Asner, and I was going to use the material I'm about to tell you on the Labor Day episode so I could pre-tape into the weekend. But then Ed passed away. In fact, when I saw the Hollywood Reporter report that Ed passed away, I scrolled past it the first time because I thought they were just resurfacing the story they did last week. Anyway, the Hollywood Reporter spoke to Ed Asner recently and said, "Is it true that you once went on a date with Mary Tyler Moore in real life?" "Yeah." "What's the story behind that?" "Dull." "This was mid-run of the series?" "No, probably near the end." "Even if it didn't go well romantically, were you and she friends?" "She was a doll." "The Chuckle Bites the Dust episode of the show was chosen by TV Guide as the greatest episode of TV ever. Any special memories?" Ed said, "It was written by the greatest writer of all time, David Lloyd, who was a contributing writer for the show. This one stood out because it allowed Mary to be the pigeon of the whole MTM gang. She was the victim, and she was made to feel it every inch of the way." "Ed, did you ever have a hard time on that episode, keeping yourself from cracking up on camera?" Ed said, "No, we didn't. Breaking up was part of the joke of that episode, but we did not individually have any trouble keeping a straight face. Where we had trouble was on the show, when I come into the office and I somehow or other have gotten a toupee, and lo and behold, Murray, who was as bald as a billiard cue, whips out his toupee, and then blow of all blows, John Amos pulls out his toupee and topped everyone. It was unbelievable, and Ed Asner had a good chuckle. He had a great career and a great life. Rest in peace, Ed Asner." That is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. See you tomorrow.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.